we're all praying for the parents and that they'll find the missing people, hopefully trapped under there somewhere. So we're continually praying for them right now. We feel for the parents because we have so strong feelings about children and how we bring up the children, how much children mean to us as a family. And well, you know, because in an Asian culture, including Korea, the children, we believe that they were, you know, the culture and the name is handed down to the next generation. So we believe that children, you know, even Whitney Houston sings about it, children are our future. But we don't just sing about it. I mean, we really practice that within our culture a lot. And we focus on education, how we bring up kids and how they should honor and respect others, especially elders. That is very prominent and predominant in our Asian and Korean culture. So when an accident with the children are involved, it's we get very emotional about it because we feel for especially for the parents. The other thing is that even though we're so far away from the country, that country, and we've been away, we still have a lot of connection, whether it be friends or relatives, still living back in the old country. Many of us from our church even go back very often, anywhere from 2 to 3 years, we go back to visit. So there is a strong tie and connection with that country. And one of the church community here, we give service or worship in Korean language still. So the culture, the language, the community, we have strong bond within this community in the United States, but we still have a lot of ties, whether it be political, whether it be cultural, whether it be just a family or relative, relational. We have strong ties back in the old country. So that is one of the reasons why we are so concerned and praying for them.